think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. But Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me.
Yes, he did.
And he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. And no one else could take the sin and darkness from me.
Oh, how much?
Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes with me with new assurance.
Hallelujah.
More and more I understand his words of love.
Of course, son. Oh.
But I'll never know just why he came to save me.
Hallelujah.
Till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There's no other friend so kind as he.
Hallelujah.
No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. No one ever cared for me.
If you feel
like
that way, stand
Jesus.
Up, would you?
Jesus.
There's
like
he's
no
the one
other friend so kind.
Who loves you more than anybody in the world.
He.
So
no one else could take the sin and darkness from me.
Brother Danny, oh, how much.
Oh, how much he cares for me.
Now, would you thank him for saving you, our sister?
Oh, how much he cares for me. Are you aware of the divine love that comes from Christ? It is overwhelming. It is breathtaking. It is even wonderful. God bless you. Well, we really have a program today. It's overwhelming. We're not on internet because all week my computer's been doing different things. We've had technicians hitting everything straight, but one link is missing this morning. And so we'll put it on in a little while because it will be ready. We're doing it right now, live, internet. What a joy. What a joy to bring to you this program. It really is. I love what I'm doing today. How to recognize a Pentecostal church. Hey, how to recognize a Pentecostal church. Now, that is a marvelous subject. Woo! That's going to be enjoyable. That's going to be enjoyable. I hope you enjoy it as much as I. And all those people with Facebook will get it in about an hour and a half from now. I will put it on a little late, and it may get a bigger audience. Who knows? You know, every time something goes kind of haywire with all this stuff, everybody's changing their technology. Facebook's been going through it, and now Salem Radio is going through a change, and our computer has been upgraded. Excuse me. I'm sorry. with the Windows 10. Just everything going through a change. But we'll get it all perfect, and we'll bring you the glorious truth of the gospel. The glorious how, excuse me, how to recognize a Pentecostal church. Now, if I would ask anybody out there that may be listening to me, how would you recognize a Pentecostal church? Well, they're exciting. Well, that's true. A good Pentecostal church is exciting. They're full of the Holy Ghost. Absolutely. If they're not full of the Holy Ghost, they're not Pentecostal. They may be evangelical, but not Pentecostal. Most Pentecostal churches have ceased to be Pentecostal, and now they're basically evangelical, I think you would call them. Evangelical would be the better term, and that's a respectable term. Many churches that do not believe or allow any demonstration of the Pentecostal experience in their churches. They just don't allow it. They don't accept it, and I'm not here to debate with them, but I'm a Pentecostal, and I'm here to just simply defend what I happen to know to me is in the Bible. And it's plain, just as plain as it can be. Ah, it is wonderfully plain. Wonderfully. Now, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians today. Now, let me tell you again, I want you to get ready to call me, because I want to take questions. I really want this to be a great big discussion. I want you in the middle of it, and I want to discuss what we're doing, what we're dealing with. I'm just checking everything to make sure everything's okay. You know, you've got to keep it all right. And that's what I'm out to do, because the Lord is in this ministry. I love it. I love it. I love what I'm doing. I've been doing it. Do you know I've been on WHVN 49 years in Charlotte, North Carolina, from 1 to 2. For a few years, I was on 2 hours from 12 to, was it 12 to 2 or 1 to 3? I know it was 12 to 2. But now it's as it was to begin with, from 1 to 2. 49 years. Can you believe that? I've had a great time with it. It's been a joy. I've disturbed a few people. I've loved and blessed a lot of people, and it's enjoyable. And so today, how do you recognize a Pentecostal church? Are you a Pentecostal person? How do you recognize a Pentecostal church? Well, what is the biblical criteria by which you discern and understand a Pentecostal church? Well, I think 1 Corinthians 12, you got that? Don't want you to miss it, 1 Corinthians 12. Go to verse 1, and let's look at the Bible. The Bible alone can determine a Pentecostal church. I don't dare use man's definition. I want to use the biblical definition. You know I've done that 49 years right here, just giving you the biblical definition. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now, that term really got a hold of me this week. Now, concerning spiritual gifts. This is supernatural gifts. This is the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. This is how the Holy Ghost manifests himself in his church. If it is a Pentecostal church, then God has given 9 gifts. They are called spirituals or gifts. A better term is spirituals. They are miraculous operations of the Holy Ghost within the church. They are supernatural activities, supernatural actions. You remember the early days of Pentecost. There was multitudes of people healed in Pentecostal churches. One of the ways you could always determine a Pentecostal church is they were praying for the sick. They would anoint them with oil, and God would heal them. And there were multiplied healings, the gorgeous disappearing. I mean, all kinds of deformities being perfectly healed. Everything you can imagine in the human body being supernaturally changed. That determined the Pentecostal church in the early days of the Pentecostal outpouring. Started about 1906. So we've just passed 100 years, about 114 years. I was saved in 1952. That's 68 years ago. I was saved in the month of March. So this month has been 68 years since I was saved. And immediately came from the Baptists, good people that I was raised among. My mother was a devoted, godly woman, a very pure, clean living lady. I mean, she was just special. She was really special. And so I'm not being critical of anybody here today, but I do want to define for you what you can expect in a true New Testament Pentecostal church. Is that good enough to say it? A true New Testament Pentecostal church. And it's beautiful. It really is. It's beautiful what to expect now concerning spiritual gifts. These are spiritual activities. These are manifestations. These are things that go on in a Pentecostal church. These are things that God said, I don't want you to be ignorant about. I want you to know them. I want you to understand them. He didn't mean just understand them. I want them to be manifest in you, in your churches, in your congregations. When the people come to worship, this is how, and these are the things you can expect in a Pentecostal church. And so he said, I would not have you to be ignorant. If you're ignorant of the Pentecostal manifestations, you're not really a Pentecostal. If you don't have any of these manifestations, you're not really a Pentecostal. And would you believe that all through church history, there have been these great times in all denominations, whether Methodist, Presbyterian, or Baptist, there's been these times when the manifestation of the Holy Ghost would occur. In fact, Martin Luther was said in the Sauer's church history book, that he was endowed with all nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. He was endowed. He was possessed of. He was used by all nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. No wonder Martin Luther turned the Catholic Church world upside down. No wonder he birthed the whole Reformation movement, because it was full of the Holy Ghost. He was full of the Holy Ghost. That is the definition, my friend, of Pentecost. If we don't have this Pentecostal experience operating in our midst, then we have no right to say we are Pentecostal. Do you understand? And so many churches are calling themselves Pentecostal, and they long ago have ceased to be Pentecostal. Pentecostal, I would not have you ignorant of spiritual gifts. He calls them spiritual gifts. Now, you get the word spiritual. You know that means something that's not natural. It's something in the supernatural realm. It's something beyond the natural and that which comes by the ministry of the Holy Ghost. He says, you know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. Nobody speaking by the Holy Spirit is going to say that Jesus is accursed. They're going to exalt Jesus, not put him down. They're going to lift him high and royally, not put him down. I mean, that's just how it is. That's just the wonderful beauty of it all. Then he says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Holy Ghost, the same Spirit. The Holy Spirit directs all nine gifts of these spirits. But notice the next verse. And it says there are differences of administrations. But the same Lord, the same Jesus, the same Lord Jesus is directing the gifts of the Holy Ghost with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus, in verse 6, now there are diversities of operations, different ways that these gifts perform and operate in your midst. They're not always just in one little pattern, but God is mightily wonderful and very diverse. He doesn't ever depart from the Bible, but within the context of the Bible, he does things week by week, service by service, time by time, in a different and beautiful and orderly fashion, never disorderly. The Holy Spirit will not act disorderly. The Father, the Son, neither will ever act disorderly. But listen now, but the manifestation of the Spirit, the outworking, the manifestation, the operation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. That's man or woman, okay? Men or women. That's a neutral term there when it says man. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Every one of you who claims to be a Pentecostal have the promise of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost that the manifestation of the Spirit is available to you. You can be used by the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. That's why a layman, a laywoman can pray for the sick and they can be healed. That's why either a man or woman, lay or preacher, regardless whatever level they may have obtained in the hierarchy of the church, they are available to God to be used by the gifts. Let me tell you, the first manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Ghost that I ever witnessed, I'm just a little kid, I'm 16 years old, I come out of a very dark, sinful background and came into the church by sharecroppers who had moved on the farm with my father, and I rode with them to the church 30 miles away from out in the country, Bushy Fork near Roxborough, all the way to all the way to Burlington, and it's where I got acquainted with this wonderful ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the first thing I saw was this elderly woman. She was named Sister Fice. I'm not sure I could spell that, F-I-F-E, Sister Fice, something like that. And she would, over at her pew on the right side of the preacher, on the second pew, on the end next to the wall, she would begin to sing in the Holy Spirit. And she would be singing in another language, but she would be singing a song that you could recognize the tune. And it was so breathtaking. I'll never forget it. I thought to myself, now that's something real. I mean, it was like angels. It was like a heavenly atmosphere. The place was being charged with a move of the Holy Spirit. It was just breathtaking. It was absolutely wonderful. And I knew it was real. I'm just a Baptist boy. And I don't even know one verse of scripture. I'm not even a Baptist boy. I'm a sinner boy. Forgive me for calling me a Baptist. The Baptist people I remember were good, wonderful people. I don't remember a thing bad about them. But I'm telling you that I was a sinner. And when I heard that lady singing in the Holy Ghost, an elderly lady, I know she must have been 70 at that time. I'm not sure when she passed. I just remember the impact she made on my life. And it was wonderful. That was a manifestation of the gift of tongues. A manifestation of the gift of tongues. It didn't need an interpretation in that case, because she was simply glorifying the Lord, and the whole church felt the impact of that beautiful song sung in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I've heard that off and on through the years. Now, it's gone pretty much from the church world today, because the church world's not spiritual enough to see these kind of manifestations. And most churches wouldn't allow them if they saw them. I'm talking about Pentecostal churches. Many of them don't allow tongues anymore. They don't allow these manifestations anymore. They don't want about standing up giving a prophecy. They don't even pray for the sick. They run to the hospital. They don't pray for the sick. I was so sick a year ago, January of last year, 2019. And I mean, I was sick unto death, and everybody had me dying. I mean, everybody thought I was dying, especially the preachers who wanted to take over this church. They knew I was dying. They really did. And I knew I wasn't. The Lord spoke to me and said, if you go to the hospital, and I'm not putting down hospitals and I'm not putting down doctors. There's some wonderful people among those people. But the Lord said to me, if you go to the hospital, you're going to die. But if you'll trust me, I'm going to heal you. If you'll trust me, I'm going to heal you. And the last of March and beginning of April, I was perfectly well. I was perfectly healed. Most people couldn't believe it, because I'd come through that dark hour, and now, of course, probably more healthy than I've been in 20 years. God is just that kind of God. He is a God, and we're talking here about the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. I tell you, when a man or woman stands up in a church, when a preacher gets in that pulpit and the wisdom of God gets a hold of him, there's something different about his preaching. Most of you long to hear a preacher who you can tell is anointed by the Holy Spirit, so that his preaching is like fire coming away out from that pulpit, and the congregation is shaken and moved, and before he gets through, either somebody's on the floor praising, shouting, people are piling in the altar, people getting healed in the pew. This is what I'm talking about. How do you recognize a Pentecostal church? You recognize a Pentecostal church by the moving of the Holy Ghost, by the moving of the Holy Spirit. That's how you recognize it. And if you don't have that, you don't have a Pentecostal church. For the one's given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. Oh, how much we need knowledge today. I remember when I heard preachers preaching on the 47th chapter of Ezekiel back when I was a young Christian. I mean, the 47th chapter was a river that would come in the future, a great latter rain and the outpouring of the river. And I asked preachers today, you remember hearing that? And they said that was before my time. See, I'm 84. I go back before most preachers retire at 65 or 70. And so most preachers now that are retiring at retirement age don't even remember hearing it. But I heard it because I came in when it was still on fire, when the Holy Ghost was moving in the church of God like a river. I remember you could go to any church in the community, fellowship meetings, revivals, great evangelists. They were everywhere, and it was just marvelous. You could go Baptist revivals, and the Spirit of God would be moving, and a mighty move of the Holy Ghost, and sinners would pile in the altar and get saved. That's how my dad got saved, at a Baptist meeting, just a month before he died, when I was 17. I'm here to tell you, folks, that this Holy Ghost anointing has never been more real. See, and we're fixing to have the latter rain. Do you understand? Jesus said that very plain, that the New Testament writers all promise in the end there would be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Your sons and your daughters would prophesy. Your young men would see visions, and your old men like me would dream dreams. There'd be signs. Even the handmaidens and the laborers would be moved by the Holy Ghost. See, and so what I'm reading to you about is about to happen again. You got to hear me now. I'm telling you, this latter rain is coming as sure as my name is Joseph Chambers. And I've dedicated myself that this will be my last hurrah. This is where I want to leave here and go up, either in the rapture or in my death, when I have seen a sovereign end time Holy Ghost revival, an awakening, they call it, an awakening. And I think there's people all over the world that's beginning to pray for this awakening. I'm hearing evidence of that. I'm hearing meetings where that's being talked about. I know wonderful preachers that are dedicated to this. They are believing God. I don't know many. I'm telling you, it's just a few of us. Most of them do not pray enough to get a revelation from God. They don't pray enough to discern what time we are living in. See, this is discernment. The things you're hearing come from Joseph Chambers are discernments and words of wisdom and words of knowledge. They aren't mine. I have no right to claim them. They are not because I'm somebody special. They're simply the work of God. We are at the end, and the sovereign move is coming. And you got to hear again, for the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. This is the whole church world. You say, how do I recognize a Pentecostal church? Because it'll be full of the Holy Ghost. That's how you recognize it. Because there's a moving of the Spirit in the place. It's not just, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, every Sunday, same scheme. It's not just a bunch of rock and roll music with drums playing so loud. They give you the jungle beat and you wind up dancing in the aisles, and not because you're right with God, but because the music has got in your feet. I mean, you got to understand. There are so many imitations in the Pentecostal world. But there's one thing you can recognize, I'm telling you, and that is supernatural miracles that cannot be described by human understanding. Supernatural healings. When the sick are getting healed, I'm having people everywhere saying to me, why aren't people getting healed in our churches? Because you're not a Pentecostal church any longer. You just go through the motions. And even if you have a good sermon that's really straight on, it doesn't get beyond the sermon. Nobody falls in the altars and start praying until the fire falls. You see, if you go to Ezekiel 47, you're going to find the mighty power of this revival, like a river, flows from the altar. Flows from where? The altar. Can you hear that? The altar. Go read it for yourself. Read Ezekiel 47, 1 through 9. I don't have time to go there today. It's a marvelous scripture, and I'm getting people's attention. I'm hearing this questions from every direction, and I know I'm right on. I don't have any doubt. I'm giving you exactly what's about to happen. If it don't happen, you can say Brother Chambers has got old and decrepit and he don't know where he is and who he is any longer. It ain't going to happen. I'm not even worried about it. I'm here to tell you, God will do what he said he's going to do. You got to understand that. Now, before I come back to this, don't leave that. Before I come back to this, let me take you back to Acts and tell you what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. Now, the Holy Ghost has just fallen. 3,000 got saved the first day. 3,000 the first day. I mean, miracles beyond measure. I mean, Peter, the shadow of Peter. This is what the Bible says now. The shadow of Peter would fall on people as he walked up the street and they would be healed. And didn't say a few of them would be healed. It says in places every one of them would be healed. Now, that's coming. Believe me, you're going to be walking into a Pentecostal church, a sick body, and when you get inside the door without anybody touching your head, God's going to heal you, and you're going to be made well. And so you're going to be healed. And we're not talking about giving glory to any preacher. Any preacher that tries to take this glory will be put on the shelf. He won't be worth a hoot to God. I'm here to tell you, this will fall on people who want no glory, who want no praise, who want no hallelujahs. They don't want to be treated like they're somebody. They want Jesus to be exalted. They want God the Father to be known again. Now, these gifts are coming. These gifts are coming. Let me read you that in Acts 2. It says, now listen to me very carefully. Acts 2, got to get the right chapter there. Here we go. Acts 2, verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days. Now you study that last days, and you'll find that it means the last of the last. The last days, the end of the church era, the end of the present, Peter speaking, of course, at that time, the end of the movement that's coming out of this Pentecostal experience. At the end of that, he says, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. Now, we're not talking about Peter saying it. God said it. God said it. Are you hearing me? God said it. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Before, now you got to hear me, before the great and awesome day of the Lord's come. Before the great and awesome day, notable day is the word he uses, notable day of the Lord's come. So we know it hasn't happened yet, because it doesn't happen until the time of the coming of the Lord. It doesn't happen until the end. We're right there now. We're right there now, no question about it. That the day of the notable time of the Lord's come, I think, has to do with when he comes back to set up his kingdom. So that's at the end of the 7 years of tribulation. So we could have 7 years now, could be 12, if there's 5 more years before this great latter rain begins. But there'll be 7 years between the rapture and the time of the Lord's coming back to the earth, and this great outpouring can start at any moment. and it will go right through that rapture and right through to the end of the 7 years. And it can happen. It's going to happen. The matter of when it starts, I'm looking for it to start tomorrow. I'm looking for it when I start church in the morning, for God to just come down through this place like a mighty move of a thunderbolt and a river of grace flowing and sinners getting saved and the sick getting healed. You said, I'm scared to death of this new virus. If you believe in the healing presence of Jesus, you don't need to be scared of nothing. If you live in the healing power of Jesus, you can't die until it's your time to die. The Bible says it's a time to be born and a time to die. And the reason I trust the Lord is because I can't die as long as I trust God until it's time for me to die. Now, if I don't trust God, I can die because I took the wrong medicine. Or I can die because I'm not living in faith. I'm living in my own carnal flesh. Oh, my friends, I got to get to these 9 gifts. Really, it would be great. I got so many scriptures to study, but it would be great if I don't get anywhere today, but get you to understand these 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. These are supernatural gifts of the Holy Ghost. And don't talk to me about being a Holy Ghost-filled Christian if you are not experiencing some degree. It may be a very light degree, or it may be a mighty anointing. That's between you and your spiritual growth and your maturity. God will use you as much as you have made available to Him. Do you know one of the things I remember about the old day of Pentecost? I remember R.P. Johnson. He was one of the great founders of the Church of God in its day of Pentecostal power. I mean, he was a great old man. And they brought him to the camp meeting over here on Wilkerson Boulevard. And I'm a preacher, young preacher. I don't remember the age I was. I was probably 40, maybe 50, somewhere between 40 and 50, maybe even the 30s. And they brought him, put him up on the stage. They had to help him up the stage. Very old, and God anointed that old man to preach. Wow, it was wonderful. And when he got through preaching, the Holy Ghost moved upon him, and he gave a message in tongues. He spoke in tongues with a message, and then he gave an interpretation. I don't remember the whole of the interpretation, but I remembered a specific statement that he made. And it was so powerful, it shook me to my foundation. He said, if you'll make all you are available to God, He will make all He is available to you. Listen to that. If you make all you are available to God, He'll make all He is available to you. Now, you can depend on that statement. You can depend on that statement. Now, let me stop right here for a minute. Would everybody listen to me? Those listening to me by radio in Charlotte especially, WHVN, right now, 1240, you're listening on it, many of you, they will go out of business at the end of this month. I just found out Friday, yesterday, that WHVN is closing their doors the end of March. That means I can't come to you on WHVN. Now, I may find a different radio station. But I'm here to tell you, I will be right here on internet. And if we don't have a problem like we had today, and this is a freaky kind of thing that's happening to my computer once in a while. It just cuts something off. And I have to get somebody to go into my computer and cut it back on. And it's because they put a new Windows 10 on my computer, and there are just some things that are bouncing against one another. And I don't know what they are. I'm not a computer expert, but somebody will help me this week, and I'll get it straight. But I want to tell you something, and you better listen to me. WHVN is going off the air. And so you can't hear me on 1240 after the end of March, okay? Now, listen, you got a cell phone. This is a radio, and this is a television. This is a radio, and this is a television. I'm going to tell you this over and over, that you can get everything I'm doing right now on this computer, on this a cell phone. Now, you may have an old-fashioned one that all you can do is make a telephone call. But all the newer ones, all you got to do is put the internet, go in there and connect to the internet. Once you connect to the internet, you can go right on the front page, scroll down a little ways, and there's an icon over on kind of the left side, and it says OBD. OBD, I'm going to have it to show you next week. I'm going to put it on the air, and you can go there and click and see me or hear me, whichever one you can tolerate, okay? That will you've got to start playing with that. Go get it today. And if you normally hear me on Facebook and you can't, go get it and take this phone and get on the internet. www. You don't really need to put that. Just Paul Creek. PawCreek.org. PawCreek.org. And you'll bring up our website, and on our website, go down, you got just a front page, but you got to scroll a little while. You'd be about the third or fourth page if you was turning pages, but there's no turning pages. Just scroll down, and you'll see over on the left, OBD, in a block. The box is normally, as I see it, about an inch and a half by 2 inches, maybe smaller or larger on your computer, depending on the size. And you click on it, and I'm right there. I'm live right now. Right now, I'm live on that computer button. Right now, you can see me or hear me. See? So you've got a radio or a television in your hand. So you don't have to have radio if they no longer provide you with radio. I want to be on radio too, and we'll look at that. But you need to help, and you need to be part of this, and help me make that transition. I have made so many transitions. You know, I've been on WHVN 49 years. I didn't know it was that many years of this week. 49 years, Mr. Bucks, the man who owned it, came to town. I went over to meet him. I was on the Jimmy Swagger station, which he bought the signals of, and that became WHVN. And as soon as all of that happened, I had to leave the other stations, and I come straight over to Mr. Bucks and talk to him about doing this program right now that I'm doing from 1 to 2 on Saturday live and taking telephone calls. And it was a fun thing. He said, Brother Chambers, it won't work. I said, Brother Bucks, it will work. And it did, of course. I've been here 49 years. 49 years? Man, I don't even look 49, do I? Well, yes, I do. I'll take that back. Listen, I'm going to tell you, you got to get this thing out now and get it operating. You hear me? Get it, learn all about it if you can. I'm having a hard time. Woo, I'm having a hard time, but I'm working hard at it, and you got to work hard at it too. Now, let's get back here. We're talking about the 9 gifts of supernatural power. Can you imagine that? Think that. Let that get in your brain. Let that thought come to you. 9 gifts of supernatural power. 9 spiritual manifestations of supernatural ability. 9 things that God wants to use His church world in. First of them is words of wisdom. Let me read them to you. Now to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. This is in verse, book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12. I'm reading verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another by the same Spirit the word of knowledge, or to another knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith. You say, Brother Chambers, I lack faith. Well, you pray and seek God until the mighty Holy Ghost moves upon you and gives you His faith. A supernatural faith that the devil cannot defeat, that the devil cannot deny, that you can overcome time after time after time, because it is that great. Hey, I'm about to go too long. Let me open the phone lines here. Would you call? Do you have any questions about this wonderful work of the Holy Ghost? Dial 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Are you hearing that? 704-391-0588. 704. There it is. 704-391-0588. I'll leave it there while you copy it, okay? Make a note of it, and you grab your phone, and I will be glad to try to answer questions. 9, supernatural. Do you hear that word? Supernatural. That means they're bigger than the natural world. They're bigger than human action. Do you know what the early church was constantly saying? We have no confidence in the flesh. They knew the flesh was a fallacy. They knew the flesh was helpless. The flesh had to be crucified. The flesh had to be put to death. Paul said, I am crucified in Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am crucified with Christ. That's what I'm striving toward. I thought I'd been there, but the more I think I'm there, the more I realize maybe I'm not. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's where the power starts. The power starts when you are crucified. Most preachers are as haughty and as conceited as the lay people are. I mean, I am amazed when I watch preachers and they carry themselves like they are really a showboat, like they're big time stuff, you know. And because of that, nothing ever great comes out of them but a bunch of emotions. I mean, Pentecostals can put on a show. I'm here to tell you, I've watched them put on their show through the years, and I've seen so many actions that were so carnal and fleshly, and it always turned me off. I mean, from the time I was saved, I had enough sense to know the real from the false, and I never have got involved in this noisy kind of Pentecost. It may get noisy. I don't mind that. I just mind it when it's noisy of the flesh and not noisy of the spirit. There's a whole lot of difference in the spirit moving you to praise and shout and the old flesh moving you to say kind of things like that. So grab your phone now. I got the phone right here beside me and it's ready to ring, but you got to dial it from your end, okay? 704-391-0588. If you think I'm crazy, call me and tell me. Don't just hide it. Call me and tell me. Tell me why you think I'm crazy and let me see if I might help you to understand that what I'm talking about is really real. The Bible is full of it. The Bible is mighty with it. It cannot be denied. That's just how wonderful it is. So grab your phone, okay? 704-391-0588. Don't you leave me right dialing that phone now. I presume I'm on the radio. They changed their connection with me, and we couldn't get the new connection, but they're getting it off the internet. I sure hope they are. But I promise you, it will be on Facebook in an hour or so, and you will see the exact same program. And if you're watching it now, you can watch it again, and you can call a bunch of friends and get them watching, because this things I'm talking about today is nitty gritty. This is right down where the rubber meets the road. This is right down where time is right on our favor. I'm helping you to be ahead of the curve is what I'm doing. I'm helping you to get ahead of what's about to happen. I'm helping you know when you hear about wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, you won't be left ignorant and no knowledge of what's taking place. You will know that God is doing something, and you will know that Brother Chambers told it to you before it happened, and I'm expecting it before this year is over. I don't think there's any way that 2020 can end without this mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not going to tell you it won't. I don't know the time. God does not tell us the time that everything's going to happen. Sometimes we'll get an inspiration from the Holy Ghost and we'll know a certain date, but not normal. Normal, God just says, you watch and you be ready, and I'll be there right on time. Hey, he'll be there right on time. I guarantee that. I guarantee. And when he comes, it's going to shake this world to its fibers. I'm not, what is going to happen when sinners start piling in the church and they're so sick of sin, all they can do is squall before God because they've lived so dirty. Men who've been unfaithful to their wives, fornicators. I said in the elevator yesterday at the hospital, I said, if you want to live long, folks, you got to live clean. No fornication, no adultery. And I heard some crows come out of a couple. I didn't look to see who they were. I know one of them was a lady, and I could tell she was bothered by what I'd said. But I mean, I just say that wherever I go. If you live like the devil, you're going to die like the devil. If you live fleshly, the Bible says every day you live in sin, you take 2 days off your life. You take 2 days, one day for the day and one day for the sin. You live like the devil, and I promise you, if you start living like that when you're 20, when you get 50, you're really going to be 80. You aren't going to be 50. You're going to be 80. And you can see people everywhere you go. And people who are barely at retirement age look like they're ready for the grave. And they're just completely worn out. What wore them out? Sin. Sin will wear you out, friend. Sin will make a mincemeat out of you. Sin will finish you off, friend, and you will live half as long as you could live if you live right and live clean and live holy and do the right things and trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, I want to read the rest of these gifts. This is so beautiful. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another words of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing. The gifts of healing. Where is the miracles in the church? A Pentecostal church will be a place of miracles. Do you hear me? How can I recognize a Pentecostal church? Because miracles are happening. That's how you recognize it. Because the sick get healed. Because the word of God is preached in such a manner that sinners begin to weep in the altar and turn from their sins to live a clean and godly life. I'm telling you that Pentecost is exactly what the book of Acts shows you. If you want to recognize a Pentecostal church, you just read the book of Acts this week. Take it, start with chapter 3, I'll get it right in a minute, and all the way through the great book of Acts, and you'll see a Pentecostal church. And if you're looking for a Pentecostal church, that's the criteria. That is, by all means, what you see when you see a Pentecostal church. For the one, Spirit, words of wisdom, word of knowledge. To another, the gifts of healing. Oh, the gifts of healing. You got cancer? We got a man right here that's gotten saved and God's healed him of cancer. I mean, this is within the last months. Healed of cancer. And he's just doing wonderful. He's giving God the praise. He really did get saved. I mean, he comes to church on Wednesday night. You know a man got saved when he comes to church on Wednesday night. I promise you, you know they got saved. And that's how, that one thing about Pentecost is real Pentecostal people can't stand to miss the house of God. They love the house of God better than they love anything in the world. They love the house of God better than some pleasure cruise, a pleasure trip. I'm calling you back to the book of Acts. That's all I'm doing. I'm just calling you back. I'm telling you this is how you recognize a Pentecostal church. You recognize a Pentecostal church by the book of Acts. And I'm waiting for your calls. I thought, sure, you would begin to call me. I'm sitting right here with phones all around me, ready for you to call me, 704-391-0588. I'll take your call, and I will do my level best to answer your question. God is a mighty God, and God cares about you and cares about your need and your life. And so one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost, a gift of healing now, the gifts of healing. You want to be healed? I tell you, he's the healer. He's the healer. Oh, I love praying for the sick. I can tell you of miracles. I'll never forget a lady named Betty Bale. She lives down in Louisiana. And I called her one day to just check on her. Had met her through ministries, and she was sick. Oh, she said, Brother Chambers, I'm in bad shape. And we listened, and she told me all the problems. And then I said, well, we're going to pray for you. And right that day on that telephone, God perfectly healed Betty Bale. I mean, God healed her. God healed her and made her every whit whole. Her testimony was so thrilling. I remember that testimony. I mean, that's just one of a lot. I have seen a lot of people, not as many as I should have. I'm just like everybody else. I get busy with church business, and we have a school, and I'm the headmaster, and I write books. I've got about a dozen. I do a lot of things for my Lord and love every minute of it. Doing these programs is a taxing experience for a 84-year-old man. So when I finish, I need to relax and rest. And I really don't need a lot of other things on Saturday, but this radio program. It's just that tiring to the human mind and the human body. And you can tell I sit here all excited. Man, I'm so thrilled. Man, I'm so glad I'm part of this. I am so thrilled to tell you about this Pentecostal power and to tell you that he said, I would not that you be ignorant. Did you hear me read those words? I would not that you be ignorant. Now, how many of you out there are ignorant of the gifts of the Holy Ghost? You've heard about them. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the experience. I'm talking about the manifestation. I'm talking about the outworking. I'm talking about these experiences activated in your life so that you pray for the sick and they get healed. Oh, I'm just a layman. That don't make a bit of difference. You may be the janitor of the church, but you can pray for the sick and the Lord will heal them when you are possessed by the Holy Ghost. But you're going to be possessed by the Holy Ghost. It's not your power that does it. And it's not just how great your faith is that accomplishes it. It's anointing of the Holy Ghost that comes upon you. When you pray and the Holy Ghost anoints you to pray, there's a world of difference in that kind of praying as when you just pray yourself, and you're waiting on the anointing. In fact, people get anointed who wait for the anointing. They get on the altar, and they pray, and they come back and pray. They spend an hour or two a day, sometimes longer. A fast maybe a week or two. When you begin to really cry out to God, He's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost, and He's going to make you an instrument, and there's thousands of you listening to me all over the world, and you could become the source of great authority in your world, in your community, in your ministry, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, God would make a blessing out of you. I'm telling you, these are gifts of the Holy Ghost, and what did I read a while ago? They're given to every man to profit with all. That includes everybody listening to me. If you get full of the Holy Ghost, He will manifest His power in you, and you will begin to see miracles in your life. Do you want that, or do you not want that? I mean, how do you recognize a Pentecostal person or a Pentecostal church? They are full of this wonderful anointing of the Holy Ghost. It is indescribable. It is incredible. It is mightily. Are you listening? I hope the radio's on. You're not calling 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Where is your call? Do you believe? How many? Let me take a few minutes. Yes, three or four. How many of you out there believe in this? I want somebody to call me and say, Brother Chambers, you are right on. If I am, if I'm not, don't say it, of course. According to your thinking. If I'm right on and you believe that, you believe in these gifts and you believe they're available to the church and you believe they should be in the church. Could I hear a few calls and say, I really do like this. I really do believe in this. And maybe you've been taught that all of this is hokey pokey, you know? Maybe you've been taught that this is not something the church is supposed to have. Well, you need to read the book of Acts when he said, this is for you and your children and as many as are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And that's in the book of Acts chapter 2. Let me see if I can see it. This is for you. This is for you, my friend. It is for all of us, as many. Well, I don't think I'm going to see it right quick, but read chapter 2 of Acts, and you'll see it. He says, this promise is unto you and to your children and to as many as are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you don't have what God promised you. Are you hearing me? You don't have what God promised you. He promised you this baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'll never forget. I received the Holy Ghost in a tent meeting. I was 18. I was, well, really 17. Later part of my 17th year. And I was in a tent meeting. And I was staying there at night to keep the thieves out. I don't know what they just shot me and threw me out. I don't know. But I was there anyway. A presence was probably a protection. I kept a light on. And I remember the night I went to the altar and said, tonight, Father, I'm not leaving till you fill this young preacher, young man, I wasn't a preacher then, this young man with the Holy Ghost. I got in that sawdust on my knees, and I remember I didn't pray more than 5 minutes until I was talking in a language that I had never learned. And the Holy Ghost baptized me, and I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost every day since I was 17 years of age. There's never been a day that I backslid and left off this baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, I've lived in it all the years, 67 years, going on 67 years full of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, there's no doubt about it being real. It sure has kept me. It sure has helped me and my ministry with my Juanita. We've been very successful and very happy and have loved it. I made a lot of enemies because I've always been a straightforward man. If the Bible says it, that settles it. And I'm going to tell you, that settled it. I'm sorry, but there's no compromise with the scripture. It is either right or it's wrong, you know. It's either right or wrong. I hadn't got to all these gifts yet. I was hoping you'd grab a phone and call me and ask me one of the toughest questions you can come up with. I love to deal with tough ones when I can't even answer them. And I have to say, well, I'll answer that next week if you'll be listening. I've done that so many times. I mean, so many times. I'd say, well, you know, I don't really know the answer right off to you. But I tell you what, you make sure you listen to next Saturday, and I'll dig until I have an answer for you. And I've done that many times. Not for one, it's given by the Spirit faith. I like that faith. Now, faith, another to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing. by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. Woo! Working of miracles? You mean God does miracles? He does if he's got somebody to do them through. God don't do anything until he's got a vessel. God don't do anything. See, God works through us. God don't float around working apart from us. He works through us. If you want to see the supernaturals of God, somebody's got to be available. Somebody's got to be usable. Somebody's got to make themselves his vessel that he can use. Do you understand that? How many of you understand that? How many of you really understand that? Oh, I pray that you are listening carefully today. Grab your phone now. Somebody down east, that I was told that the programs down east were not on, but the manager said they were. They just come on a little bit too late. But if you're hearing me down in the Bladen area, that'd be a good place to call from. What is your question? 704-391-0588. 1-704-391-0588 if you're calling from another exchange. Now, if you're calling from the 704 exchange, you don't need the 1. Just 704-391-0588. I'm waiting for a couple of calls. I want to spend these last minutes talking to somebody that's got a good question. Somebody that really is excited about what I'm talking about. How can you recognize a Pentecostal church? You recognize them by the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. If there is no 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost in that church, it is not a Pentecostal church. I mean, that's just the way it is. It can only be Pentecostal if it meets the criteria of the Bible for a Pentecostal church. And we live in the day when the Pentecostal world has pretty much died. There's a few, but there's not many. Most places, it's just evangelical, lightly, and sometimes not very heavily into that. And I'm calling for a return to the old-fashioned day of the Pentecostal church because it's coming. I'm not telling you what I'm thinking. I'm telling you what the Bible promised. Remember what Peter said? Acts chapter 2, verse 17. God said it. I'm telling you, God said it. I didn't say it. God said it. You on the air. May I help you, please? Oh, wait a minute. I have one button I hadn't swept. Go ahead now.
Hello. My name is Dan, and I was wondering, I prayed for the Holy Spirit most all my life, and I've actually had the Holy Spirit touch me, angel physically touch me and save my life. And I know, you know, I'm just wondering if you pray for speaking, if you pray and you don't speak in tongues and you want to speak in tongues, that don't mean you're not filled with the Holy Spirit.
Let me help you now. Are you listening? Every time in the Bible, as it describes receiving the baptism, they spoke in tongues. That is the absolute physical evidence of having been filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, many times God will come on people, but they don't submit. They don't yield their voice. The Bible said they spake in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You probably have had the Holy Ghost to give you utterance, but you were afraid, or you were careful, didn't want to get in the flesh. I don't know what may be hindering you, but I know God's Word is the criteria that we always go by, and God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Now, you call me at 2:30. Will you call me at 2:30? That's 35 minutes, and I'm going to pray with you, and I'm going to ask God to help you get ready to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
2:30. God bless you, and thank you.
It's a joy. It's a joy. And I want to say to everybody, God never changes his word for nobody. God doesn't change his word for nobody. If the Bible said it, that's how it is. And on the day of Pentecost, 120 people spake in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then up at Cornelius' household, he was a Gentile, and him and his family spoke in tongues as the Spirit come upon him. And then in the book of Acts chapter 18, Ephesus, and Paul had gone there to preach, and he said to them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said, "We've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." And he prayed for them, and they spake in tongues and prophesied. It will happen. But so many times people have never been taught. They've never been helped to know how to yield. See, yielding yourself to God is a great spiritual responsibility. And God don't make you do nothing. God don't come on you and just master you and force you in anything. You have to be yielded. You have to learn to be submissive. God has to teach you. He had to teach me. He had to teach others. God has to teach anybody. Now, grab your phone if you would have a question. I'll be glad to try to answer. Okay? 704-391-0588. That was a sweet call. That was sweet. I love that. That precious lady wants the baptism. She's been blessed and God's delivered her and wrought miracles in her, but she's never received the baptism. Well, God's going to fill her with the Holy Ghost. I promise you, God is going to fill that dear lady. She's hungry. And when you get hungry, you get full. You hear me? When you get hungry, one of the things that's important is you've got to be sure you sanctify yourself. That means you give your whole self to God. You quit being selfish. You quit being bullheaded. You quit having to have your way. You quit getting mad when somebody violates your desires and your interests. When somebody speaks the truth to you and you don't like it and you're all hot under the collar. No, you're never going to receive the baptism. You got to be submitted. You got to be yielded. You got to be yielded. You got to give up all of yourself and give yourself to God, and He'll use you. I mean, that was the New Testament criteria, was give up yourself. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. See, that's the criteria for a Holy Ghost filled life, is the giving up of yourself. The giving up of your own interests, the crucifying of the flesh until you are fully God's, until you are fully God's. And when you get fully God's, it makes a world of difference. And I have 3 minutes, and I want you to read this 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want you to read that this week every day, because next week we're going to come right back to this. We got to. How to recognize a Pentecostal church. See, it's fixing to happen again. And you're going to need to know how to recognize a Pentecostal church. This outpouring that's coming, you're going to need to know how to find a Holy Ghost filled place. And it won't be hard. When it really falls in a big way, it will be easy. People will get saved by the thousands, even the millions. It's coming. The Bible makes it plain. Now remember James 5:7. Remember this now. Be patient, therefore, brethren. Read it for yourself, James 5:7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, that's the Father, waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth until he received the early, that's Pentecost, and the latter rain. That latter rain is right now about to happen. I'm expecting it to come any moment. It may happen while I'm on this radio broadcast. God's going to pour out His Holy Ghost, and it's going to be breathtaking, and I'm going to be in the middle of it. I want you in the middle of it. I want churches all over Charlotte in the middle of it. I really do. I want all of us in the middle of it. Now, I got time for one call. If you call quickly, 704-391-0588. You don't want to miss church in the morning at Paul Creek. 5110 Tuckasegee, 5110 Tuckasegee Road, right here in Charlotte. Right here in Charlotte. I don't care where you live, you ought to be in church in the morning. I'm really expecting this latter rain to start any moment, and it could well start tomorrow. I'm telling you, when you hear it started and you're not there, you're going to be sorry you didn't come. That's just how I feel. You say, my church is Pentecostal. Are you sure? If you don't see the criteria for it being Pentecostal, you need to find a Pentecostal church. Are you hearing me? You need to find a Pentecostal church. Now, I got to go. I don't have but, 45 seconds here. I've made 50. Listen, Jesus is coming. Imminently, He's coming. Now, this will be on Facebook in about an hour. About an hour. It'll be something like 3 o'clock, and you'll see it on Facebook. I'm sorry we failed it. It wasn't my fault. I promise you. I've been going through criteria changes. Every kind of technology I've got's been changing. And I've had to stay on my toes and get people who are wiser than me to help. And you can tell we're doing okay. I'm right here. I'm right here. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? I am so delighted that I'm an old-fashioned Pentecostal, full of the Holy Ghost, and ready for Jesus to come. Don't miss church in the morning. I'd love to have you at Paul Creek, and we'll have dinner after service. We'll have dinner after service, and that's thrilling.
In this grace, this hour, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? Soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified?
Yes,
are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for that mansion bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansion bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?